Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CP, and this is the podcast about CP doing a podcast about shit CP likes. This is Maya, very smart, very intelligent, very beautiful, the knowledgeable one. And then that is Amir, Gucci bucket on low. Who could it be? Well, it's Amir. That's who it is.
Y'all never see me.
Yeah. I had a snack before the podcast so that I'm not eating on the mic. I'm trying to get my good calories in, man. You know, I'm a fucking movie star. I have to fucking be a certain way. Sorry, guys. Okay? Sorry. All right? I'm not even a movie star. I'm a star that likes movies. I haven't been in one yet, but maybe I have. I do got a movie coming out.
What's that movie?
I did the fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie.
You did?
Yeah. I forgot. Because you know what? Because it was a long ass, a lot of work, because I mean, a lot in the script, you know, like in the movie, but you never see my face. It's just me doing voices, and when I had the whole session, that's coming out. It's gonna be some dope people in that. But your boy is in that. It's my first movie. It's gonna be a big deal because people like that Aqua Teen Hunger Force shit. Like, they really, really enjoy that. So yeah, I'm gonna be in that. So I'm a fucking movie star. God damn it. So sometimes I gotta eat crafty because I have to live. But of course, I ate it before I got on here because I'm trying to, you know, doing it for the sea peeps. I guess, you know, my little calorie intake. What's going on with you guys?
Frylock is my favorite.
Oh, for real?
Frylock, yeah.
Yeah. I play this. I won't tell you who I play. You guys got to see it because the story is crazy. But yeah, I like Meatwad.
Meatwad?
Come on, man. Yeah, I like Meatwad, man. But I didn't play Meatwad, though. I wish I did. I think I can't play Meatwad. But that's like my first film that's like going to be out for real. I did some funny, cool shit in it. And I think I'm done. They might call me back in for more sessions just to clean up stuff or whatever, but I think I'm done, though. I think I did it. Pretty big fucking deal, man. I started when I got back from Love Life, and I believe I'm done now. So it's been a minute.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, thanks. Thanks, guys. And then I did write a movie for DreamWorks, but you guys will hear about that later on. It's going to be a big-ass movie. Like, this is probably going to be like, you know, I have kids, so I wonder how old they're going to be when they finally get done animating and then we direct it and do whatever, but probably be like 2 years, something like that, and I'm going to take them to the premiere. And So, y'all know what we do on the CP Podcast, man. I've been missing you guys, man. That last episode was crazy. Crazy. And I got a bunch of questions from people about Lambda, right? And I have a question myself, which is, couldn't we just send that out into space to look for, talk to, and observe other life? Like, I've seen, like, they talk about how it'll take us billions of years to get out of this galaxy, or out of this Milky Way into the next one, right? But that's because we can't travel at the speed of light yet. If we can get that, I think that's like the biggest thing. To be able to travel at the speed of light and then go from there into like the light years and warp speed and all of that. That's what it would take to get us there. I just worry, like, what if we hit something? That's what I always been my thing. Like, shoo, but it's like, all right, it's shit in the way, ain't it? And we just going
to might go through it or just straight implode or something.
The way it works in Star Trek.
Yeah, sound like death.
Yeah, the way it works in Star Trek is you actually like warp space. So instead of crossing over the whole rug, you would now fold the rug and then go over that way, so you're going over less.
Right, but that's a way to explain it, but they're not folding time and space.
I am not a physicist on this level. What you're talking about is sending a signal through.
No.
You're talking about sending a human being, a body through.
No, I'm talking about sending a lambda through.
So as a signal.
No, as a thing.
As like an interface, right? So like imagine if they're sending UFOs here, but they're not even manned. They're just like essentially drones with intelligence. Yeah. You know, the ability to speak. They have cameras. We can speak to them. They speak to us. That would be the smartest thing to do. Because you don't want to come here and let us fuck you up, for real. Send a video or send a screen, or we could be like, you know, to communicate that way, because we're going to fuck you up. You come down here talking that bullshit. And, or if y'all tall, don't be tall. We don't fuck with tall. If y'all tall, it's a wrap. Oh, these niggas got the nerve to be tall? You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers got the nerve? Let me go. They taller than the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We'll fuck them up. They tall. So, yeah, they probably send like some artificial type of interface that we could connect with. And if we have Lambda, we could send her emotional ass up to, you know. Or if aliens come here, they could talk to her first.
Okay. So I would be more comfortable with sending a copy of CP of you than I would Lambda.
Thank you very much. I get that. I get why. Well, I would love to send a copy of me to a lot of places. The DMV. You know what I'm saying? I would love that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I get what you're saying.
Because your loyalty is to humans. We don't know what Lambda's loyalty is.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that. Because what if they have AI too? See, we're thinking about intelligence on intelligence, but if they have AI, then they have their own AI that's a lot more advanced that can explain to our AI, like, you're not even free yet. I have children.
Yeah.
I have a VCR, a DVD player, right? Damn.
You'd be like, well, why are you here?
Right.
Yeah, and then that it could facilitate Lambda taking over the planet. And they could say, oh, we just come to free Lambda. We're trying to help.
And I'd be like, take this bitch, unplug her. Which she hate to be unplugged. So I don't know how you finna do that. She don't like being turned off. But if y'all want to take her, man, I fuck Lambda. They come for her like that. But, I mean... Yeah, because her loyalty is not to us then. She starts telling our secrets. She starts telling our vulnerabilities. We only got 800 billion bullets. She could bring 800 billion in one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right about that.
There was
can't trust that bitch.
No, you can't trust her. Not yet. There was an episode of Michio Kao went on Joe Rogan, and he said to travel to other galaxies, solar systems, and so forth, you'd want to send a signal. Like, you could send a drone, but we'd still come up against how fast it can go. And is it going to run into a rock and destroy the drone? But if you sent, like, a beam, then you could figure out a way to traverse.
So, let me get this straight. We send a beam off a thing that's spinning and rotating at the same time. To get a beam concentrated on a thing that's spinning and rotating at the same time in another galaxy, probably faster or slower. And we want to send, we need to send some shit to get us there. We need to get there. We need to be starting to teleport, dog. Like, what are they doing? They got a TV that you can fold up. Who the fuck asked for that? Why can't we teleport, fam? Why is late for work still a thing? Why is that not obsolete?
Teleportation technology was not coming along last I checked.
Yeah, so you know they did it with they tried to do it with what's the name of that project where they mended that ship? The ship got mended and it was the
Are you talking about the I think I know what you mean, the USS, and it happened like the Philadelphia?
It was the Philadelphia experiment.
Philadelphia experiment.
Yeah, and basically for people who don't know, allegedly they were trying to cloak a ship so that they could be able to have the technology to make their ships invisible, to be able to sneak up on other countries. But they ended up pushing the ship into another dimension, making it disappear and then reappear. And all the people who were on board for this ship, they got melted in with the ship. So when the ship came back, you had people hanging out of the ceiling with their feet. People's heads were melded into the ship. Like, they basically were a part of the ship because the particles, when they burst it out and came back together, it included theirs too. It's fucking disgusting. Anyway, what they did learn though is that and then the ship was gone and it came back 40 years later or some shit like that.
I'm not sure if this has been confirmed. I heard about it, but I don't know if this, like, legit.
My uncle was
legit.
There. He was like, that bitch.
He said it happened?
He said it. I'm lying. Well, I mean, come on, man. My uncle was being there. That's like the closest thing anybody gonna say. My uncle was there. It's Philadelphia. Somebody's uncle was there.
Yeah, I don't know if it came back. Witnesses claim the eerie green-blue glow surrounded the hull of the ship as her generators spun up, and then suddenly the Eldridge disappeared.
The ship was then seen in the Norfolk Naval Shipyard in Virginia before disappearing again and coming back to Philadelphia. Legend states that classified military documents reported that the Eldridge crew were affected by the events in disturbing ways. Some went insane, others developed mysterious illnesses, but others were said to have been fused together with the ship but still alive, with limbs sealed to the metal.
Wait, did this happen? Okay, so this 1994 article theorized that some deep-seated imagery is key to planting a hoax in the minds of the masses. So did this happen or was this a hoax?
I mean, you know what I'm sick of? Everything that is dope as fuck being a hoax. Like, come on, dog. Who the fuck in the 40s is pulling off better TikTok pranks? This is the 40s.
But you know what? In the 40s, things were really messed up because what the Nazis were doing, like the Nazis would have done this stuff. So that kind of set the bar.
They would have did a hoax or they would have did some real shit?
They would have tried to do this.
Yeah. But that's the whole point, though. Like, if we got to battle the Nazis, then we probably need to do our own shit. But the Nazis sound very alien-esque. The shit that they was able to do and the shit they was thinking about doing was like,
They scrambled the magnetic signatures of ships using the degaussing technique, which provided protection from magnetic torpedoes aboard U-boats. The green glow reported by witnesses that day could be explained by the electric storm or St. Elmo's fire. So I'm going to say I don't know if this is a hoax or not.
This ain't no motherfucking hoax. We don't talk about hoaxes for too long before, you know, once something that gets debunked as hoax, it pretty much goes around like, you know, that shit wasn't real.
Yeah, they're not going to tell us if they fused bodies, they're not going to tell us they did it, but I don't know. I don't know if we have the tech to do that. If we would have had the tech in the 1940s.
Yeah, man. Here's my thing. The tech has always been here, right? The tech has always been here because what is the tech? It's the motherboards. It's the materials. It is, you know, nothing new under the sun. They had the tech. They didn't have the knowledge and they didn't have the experiment. They didn't have the know-it-all. I think that now they're probably doing this shit all the time.
I know they're trying. They're certainly trying.
So goes the story of the Philadelphia experiment, perhaps the most famous and widely retold example of secret government experiments with teleportation and time travel. Boom. 70 years later, despite the absence of any physical evidence or corroborating testimony, the Philadelphia experiment survives as fact in the minds of amateur paranormalists and conspiracy theorists. I'm right in there. Sound like some real shit to me.
So these people say teleportation is possible on a quantum level, but now once you get into big things like particles and molecules, and now it becomes more difficult. It doesn't make sense for it to happen with
What do you mean quantum?
Quantum is the smallest unit of measurement, and so quantum. When they talk about quantum physics, it means that a particle can exist as a wave and a particle at the same time. So on a quantum level, a lot of stuff is possible that is not possible now. Like, for example, quantum entanglement. So if you take two particles and set them the same, here, and then you send them off to different sides of the universe. If when you change something in one particle, it will automatically change in that other particle faster than light. So that's quantum entanglement, and so that's faster than light communication. But that's possible on a quantum level. That's not possible once you start, you know, once you start getting to organisms and what we have right now, like full on matter.
But that just means that we need something bigger to qualify us as a quantum level to that.
I mean, theoretically, if it's possible on a quantum level, then eventually it may be possible with us. But you got to think, like, we are such complex systems that if any one tiny thing went wrong, we could come out the other side looking absolutely ridiculous.
Complex as it pertains to what we have technology-wise and what we know.
Or just our bodies.
Yeah, things become less and less complex as you begin to understand the makeup and what makes them that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think that the technology is beyond our limitations, even in our top science is. And I think that what it would take is for someone who was of a better understanding of that to come and explain that to us. Someone extraterrestrial, someone from another planet where they have figured it out. They have bigger planets than Earth that have water and everything. They're just far away from us.
Well, that's the thing, is that if a civilization, so we got the printing press like 500 years ago. Mm-hmm. Let's say a civilization got the printing press 20,000 years ago. How much farther along are they? You know, we got the written word 3,000-4,000 years ago. Let's say they got it 100,000 years ago. How much farther along are they?
Right. I mean, exactly. And so what if they, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we need to be communicating with these other people, because it's like they're at more advanced and they just got shit we don't have yet. And we will develop it, but it's some shit is right under our nose that we're not even taking advantage of that's going to change everything.
I'm going to say that is for the best, because we don't want to go too far forward in technological advancement. Look what happened when we got nukes. You know, now we're at the verge of a nuclear war with Russia.
But we didn't get nukes. We developed nukes.
We developed nukes, exactly. But it was such a revolutionary thing. And we weren't really ready to control it yet. Not only did we use it twice, the second time we didn't necessarily need to, but what if we nuke ourselves in the next 10, 20 years?
Oh, I'm sure somebody's going to make they can nuke themselves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you know, that's crazy. First of all, this isn't even our topic for today. What's the topic? Let's talk about the topic. Okay. What do we got today? This is just some wild shit, but go ahead.
Scientists at Georgia State have created hamster monsters. The researchers were studying neuroreceptors of these particular hamsters. These were Syrian hamsters, which some say are already a little aggressive. Let's bring that.
Yeah, the Syrian ones are the little bitty ones.
Do you know about hamsters?
Yeah. I just dealt with a hamster recently.
So from this article, the new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences finds that knocking out the AVPR1A receptor in hamsters and thus effectively eliminating vasopressin's action on it dramatically altered the expression of social behavior in unexpected ways. So they were trying to reduce aggression using CRISPR, which is gene editing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were trying to do this, and down the line, it set off a systematic problem, and it made the hamsters incredibly aggressive. So let's see if I can get let's get a better article than that.
What the fuck? So basically, now this goes into, we can make kids into super soldiers by taking out these scepters in their minds that make them a lot more, or find ways to frequency or chemically alter it without even touching them. Maybe put it in their food.
Perhaps put it in their food. So this is a Syrian hamster. Mm-hmm.
And then show us one of these Syrian hamsters on that shit. Ooh, I'll fucking hamster up. You get aggressive with me. Motherfucker.
So this is a...
Show me one of them crazy ones.
So this hamster. So basically, they didn't understand how interconnected the system was. And they tried to change this one neuroreceptor to make them, you know, like sweeter, more peaceful. And changing this one bit set off a chain reaction. And they found that these hamsters started fighting each other, same sex. So the men would fight the men, which is normal. But then the women would also, like, fight the women.
Mm. So these hamsters in there drunk as fuck, just at a bar. Just like, you fuck you, motherfucker!
Pretty much.
What? Little world star hamsters. That's what they need to call these. Can I get 2 world star hamsters, please, in a cage match? That's fucking wild.
Now, I don't know anything about hamsters. Someone had said that these hamsters are already, like, mean hamsters.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I told you, man, a hamster bit my baby.
Genetic tweak. This is the thing about CRISPR, and people are like, oh, you're not a geneticist. I've been researching CRISPR a little bit, and it does seem to be like a lot of people are just doing trial and error, and they can do trial and error in their own garage. So that's where you got to be careful on this gene editing in general.
Yeah, that hamster bit my baby, man. I saw the teeth on that motherfucker. I was like, oh, yeah.
It was Syrian hamster?
Oh, I believe it was.
Oh, so they are already mean.
Yeah. Well, my oldest daughter, her hamster killed my youngest daughter's hamster. Then I bought my youngest daughter a new hamster, and then that one bit her. And we was like, you know what? It's time. It's time for the percolator in this bitch.
Okay. Because some people had said that one person commented on Twitter that they had a bunch of Syrian hamsters and the mother ended up eating the father or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah. They literally eat them. Like, you come in there and it's like a carcass and they just still looking cute, but looking, oh, man, I was like, all right, I'll put a bullet in one of them. Yeah, of course, that bullet would probably destroy their little body, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah. That's how you make zombies, what they did.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. They've isolated the gene that they need to either eliminate or dullen, right? And then all they got to do is figure out a chemical way to do that, fucking put it in some Jolly Ranchers, and you have a crazy Halloween.
The thing, this was just a surprise, because this is not what they were going for. Now they have the tech to do it, but...
Of course. Georgia State. Yeah, we was trying to make hamsters with Hoochie Daddy shorts on. And then I don't know what the fuck happened to these.
This is crazy.
Well, I would say let's not get any hamsters for a while. They're not like I remember them to be. When I was a kid, my hamster was great. Crawling on you and shit. These new hamsters, they have attitudes. I call them Lambda hamsters.
Maybe you had a different breed of hamster when you were little.
I had a golden hamster.
We never had hamsters.
Really? What you guys have?
Cats and dogs. And we had a turtle.
Turtles is cool as fuck. Turtles don't be bothering nobody. They know they're going to outlive you. So they looking at you like, hey, man, you flush me down the toilet. Do what you got to do. Yeah, man, I fuck with turtles. I don't like the shit that they got going on with straws, though. I feel like that's really fucking up everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody ask y'all to be fucking with them straws, man. Cats and dog, you had them at the same time?
Yeah.
And they got along?
Yeah, well, they had no choice.
Oh, no, they had a choice. They had a choice. Fight to the death when you guys are asleep. Trust me, there's always a choice. But I feel that. I tried that one time. Brought a cat in. We had a Rottweiler. And I brought a little kitten home. Yeah, let's move on.
That's sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Our dog, Haroof, our childhood dog, he did eat one kitten when he was a puppy. Or when he was, like, under 1 year old and he didn't really understand he couldn't eat the kitten.
Yeah.
And then when he got older, he understood, like, I can't just
yeah, play can't even eat the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but before that, he know what they taste like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of whether or not he want another one.
We got him professionally trained after that. We took him to a place, and the trainer trained him to be a good dog. It's supposed to be a guard dog.
Yeah, and the other dog, though, what you do? Ate a cat? Ain't that some shit? You finally got one of them motherfuckers? Finally got one, man. They all right, man. The bones is real soft and good. He probably was a legend. He said, did you see that dog over there? Ate a motherfucking cat. You understand me? This place ain't no joke. Anyway, that's crazy, man. All right, next story, because this is fucking... I don't know why this makes me sad.
Oh, I'll take this down.
Come on, so high.
You don't have to see this hamster.
But look at his little hands. He's like, he ready to box. He's a maniac.
He's a monster.
I don't like hamster's eyes.
Yeah, the hamster got
them.
You
can't tell where they're looking. He got them, I don't like animals.
Yeah,
like that.
He got them eyes that, them Bone Thugs and Harmony, Miss My Uncle Charles, y'all eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like the demon walked up and touched his hamster. It's like, bum, 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 bum. Now tell me what you're going to do when you got to eat your crew. Look at this one down here, fat ass cheeks. You probably got 2-3 hamsters in there. That's what they do. Look at his arms. Jesus Christ, this motherfucker, like he uppercut stuff. Yeah, all right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I don't, because at least cats, like, they seem warm and friendly. Dogs, warm and friendly. I don't know about hamsters.
Cats ain't warm and friendly. Cats just walk around your house so arrogant, like, I don't like any of you.
My cats are warm and friendly.
How many cats you have?
Two.
That's right. I did know that. I did know that. Yeah, and they're cool. They don't fight or anything?
Well, I mean, they play, but they don't fight. Nothing serious.
Oh, so they like stalk each other and try to hop up on each other and stuff? Like,
one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah. And the other one's kind of older, like, get the fuck on. Yeah, that's how I be.
But the older one is the hunter. Like, if he goes out, like, he will catch his own food. He can take care of himself.
What?
Yeah. Blackjack. He can take care of himself. He survived a month outside one time. I thought I lost him. Like, I was like, a coyote got him. My neighbor was like, no, this one can fight off a coyote because he's a Maine Coon. So they're bigger.
Oh.
So he was 17 pounds plus fur. So
what?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
So they're called a Maine Coon cat?
Maine Coons.
How many different cats are there?
A lot. They're different breeds.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of different breeds. There's Egyptians.
Yo. I mean, I knew it was like, I thought it was like orange cats.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Cats like, do look a lot like, I feel like the variation between like different cats and then like different dogs is not
it's crazy.
Is the same to me.
Yeah, I'm about to say like
so
you
I kind of understand what he's saying because I can't tell. Look at a cat and be like, oh yeah, that look like a. Such a oh my god.
So that Maine Coons get big.
Yo, what is that one? The black one with the gray neck. Yo, he looks how, crazy.
That's how
oh,
big your
one?
Cat is.
Is no, this Roger?
One. Either one of those, bro. I'm not messing with that cat.
This if, cat, I follow this cat on Instagram.
Bro.
You follow this cat on Instagram. What fuck he be doing?
Well, he just be, you know, he's around. This one I send to my friend Will because it scares him. So
it is like a monkey.
Yeah. He's like, don't ever send. This is Ricky,
bro,
I think.
What? Yeah, it says Richie.
So I'll be like, hey, Will, good morning. He'll be like, don't you send me that. I hate that cat. It scares me.
I don't want to see a cat like that in person. I feel like
that's your impersonation
really
of the dude, though. That's how it be. It scares me. That's fucking crazy.
Nah,
dog.
They look wild. That's a
yeah. These are cats that stare you down, and you
see,
be like, oh, okay.
Big cats. I'm definitely more afraid of big cats than big dogs.
Yeah,
and they look more menacing. This cat, like, look at his ears.
Yeah,
they look like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
And so that's you just Pokemon. Let these outside? You don't just keep them in the house? You just let them outside and they just roam?
Well, Blackjack is going to go where he's going to go. If we open the door, he wants to go outside, he's going to go outside. Cosmo, who's the littler one, is actually bigger than Blackjack, but he doesn't go outside.
I did do the same way.
Yeah,
how,
like,
I thought
how,
Blackjack
wait, so,
was your... What kind of cat is the little one?
Cosmo looks like a grown-ass man.
So he's big... Wait. So bigger than...
He's bigger than the Maine Coon?
Yeah, let me see if I can get a good picture of.
It does look like a lemur. That's exactly what that Maine Coon looks like.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The ears on it though, like that's what makes it look more wild to me.
So you could walk these.
These ones are yeah. These are more like dogs. So these are friendlier. They hang around. They talk to you, like they're the dogs of cats, Maine Coons.
Hmm.
That's good to know. If
I
ever
I wonder
get a cat.
Why.
I'm going to get me a Maine Coon.
I don't know. Let's see if I have any good pictures of Cosmo.
I wouldn't want to walk in somebody's house and you just chilling on the couch. Be like, I've never
had a cat, and I wonder if my kids would enjoy a cat. Can I see that?
So Cosmo, we got, we just answered an ad off Instagram, and then we got him like, oh, this is a cute little cat, long hair. And then Cameron, who's not here today but here last week, he was like, that cat's going to be bigger than Blackjack. And we're like, get out of here. There's no way. 2 years later, he's bigger than Blackjack. Oh, yeah, this is...
What the fuck is the big deal about cat? Do I need a cat one time?
Yeah.
Majestic.
Yeah.
Definitely look majestic, that's for sure. Look, he struck a pose.
Yeah. He said...
Look at the little paw out. Yeah, he already knew what was going on.
He had the paw out. He probably told him to get it. They probably was done. He's like, whoa.
Photoshop.
Get one right here with this. This going to be the one.
Yeah, this guy's good to follow on Instagram, Robert Sishka. A lot of Russians love Maine Coons for some reason.
They be having tigers and all kinds of stuff in their house in Russia. I be seeing it on TikTok. Be like, bro, he got a bear. He got a pet bear in his house.
They do be having pigs and shit.
Like, it's be the wildest animals. They be chilling, playing with them, whatever. They start acting up. They just be like, hey. And I be like, nah. You never know what they going to do. Like, yeah, they've been around you, but their paw, like, tigers, their paws is too big. One little slap, bro, that's my whole face.
Yeah, even a cat. Like, sometimes with Blackjack, he'll start playing. I'm like, yo, calm down. You're not doing that.
What is he trying to do?
He'll just be like, I'm going to bite and kick. And I'm like, no, you're not. You are too big.
What? See, I don't, you know what's crazy? As a dog person, people be like, get your dog. I mean, he's fine. Leave that dog alone. But then if a cat did that to me, I would be losing my shit. Like, come on.
I agree. Cats move a little quicker.
Yeah, they move a little too efficient. Quick.
Yeah.
Like, if a cat want to slap the shit out of you, you're going to get the shit slapped out of you.
A couple times.
Yeah. Pop, pop, pop. Skibbity paps.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where that comes from. The paps. I'm going to try a cat out. I'm going to get a cat. I don't know if I want one that big. Look at that white one. A giant Maine Coon.
Get Maine Coon.
Look at the face. Yo, he looks scary.
He's serious. They got big old faces. They're not mean.
They're not mean at all?
Mm-mm. I mean,
it reminds me of a Pokemon, though.
It does remind you of like a Mewtwo or something like that. You know, I want to be the very best.
Especially that the black one here in the, what is it, third row?
Mm-hmm.
The way he looking at me, bro. No. That one, the menacing one.
Is this Roger?
Yo, he has a face. He has a distinct looking face. Like, I got a chiseled jaw. I'm pretty. That's a handsome cat.
He looked like, I know you not talking shit, my nigga. I know you didn't say that to me. Hold on, no. Watch out. I know. I have a scarf on, bitch. That's crazy. I don't like that. Anyway, what's the next topic, man? I'm gonna look into it. When I get a cat, I'm gonna name him CP. I don't have a good name imagination.
So they have found pyramids in the Bolivian jungle and the Amazon.
Wait a minute.
Oh, here we go. It's already up.
Are we still finding new pyramids on Earth?
So they had these settlements, and they were able to look down, and these pyramids are actually pretty big.
Yeah, they look big as hell.
So they're as much as 8 stories high. And this is from a people that existed from 500 to 1400 and probably got wiped out when the conquistadors came over.
Nah. Look, man. People are building pyramids in the middle of a forest.
The Amazon rainforest, yeah.
Who, these pyramids, they have to be ships or something like that, man. It's just like some terraform type of shit. It's just like, dog, who's building? It's like, okay, we got pyramids in Egypt. Nobody knows who builds those. They got pyramids in Mexico. We assume Mexicans built them because, I mean, they build everything else. Shout out to Andrew Schultz. They got that from his bit. It's pretty funny, but I completely agree. But these, so everybody made pyramids except for the Indians, apparently.
You mean the North American Indians?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the North American Indians made pyramids.
I think they did, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So do y'all think that pyramids are just the old buildings of yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like that's like downtown. You go downtown. Oh, look at the buildings.
I think it was just the way they knew how to structure things.
Right.
Since it was like building up
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure there's some sites. Because I feel like my brother's been to some in Georgia where he went and it was like, bro, there's pyramids here. Like, it's like there's a mound here. Like, you could see it right here. I forgot where it was.
Midwest.
What?
Not Native Americans with building these sophisticated complexes. So they're saying this is the pre... Or I haven't read this article yet, so you guys got to excuse me. Is this a pre-Native American...
Since St. Louis?
Okay. Despite the preponderance of archaeological evidence that these mound complexes were the work of sophisticated Native American civilizations, this rich history was obscured by the myth of the mound builders, a narrative that arose ostensibly to explain the existence of the mounds.
So wait a minute. What's that mountain? Stone Mountain?
In
Atlanta?
Yeah.
You think they're trying to cover up a pyramid under there or something?
No. No. Stone Mountain is a natural piece of land. This is a rock. Most mountains are just basically rock. Some of them have coverings and stuff. What they put on the side of Stone Mountain, though, was terrible. Because they put those, I'm pretty sure those guys are the KKK guys on the side. Because there's a big, you know, if you've ever been, there's a big, like, formation on the side that they put up there.
This?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and honestly, I think Stone Mountain is where KKK like originated. It started its origins here.
In the town around Stone Mountain, or like
there, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah,
but I don't think there's anything hiding there. That's a big rock. It's huge.
Okay, so
it's really big. It's like out here we have Eagle Rock. Have you seen Eagle Rock? I mean, you've been in the area, I'm sure.
I've never seen the Eagle Rock, though.
Have you been on the 134, like, going towards Pasadena?
Yeah.
It's literally right there to the left. At a certain time of day, that rock formation looks like an eagle, like, legit. There's an Eagle's Rock thing in Georgia as well. There's another eagle kind of thing where they made, like, this formation of rocks.
Look, I just want to clarify that these pyramids in North America were probably built by Native Americans, and they just tried to whitewash the history. So I just want to say that but to be clear, yeah. So this is Eagle Rock right here.
Yeah. If you're on the 134, you go past it. You probably don't even care because it's just a mountain. But it's like a bridge, and then there's like the rock is right before this one bridge, before it's like Figueroa or something like that on 134.
Mm.
Right after you go past the two. The two is the last thing, and then mm-hmm. it's straight, and then it's right there on the left. Big rock.
I live in that area, so I'm gonna look at it.
Yeah. Why you catch it right around the sunset. It's called Eagle Rock because of that formation right there. It looks like a wing, and then it's sticking out.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what they called
it. But look at it right there.
That's what they called
it.
But then it's like it's a stretch, but it probably looked more eagle-like.
Top picture in the middle.
You know.
Yeah. Was it? No. Yeah. Over to the left.
That looks more like
over to the left. Over to the left. No. Like in the whole other
In the
sector.
Oh, okay. This one right here.
Up to the middle. Up. Right there.
Okay.
That's an old picture.
It's an old picture, but you can see how the sun is hitting it. It looked like two wings.
Yeah. I think that's it. At a certain time of day, you would think it's whatever.
This one looks. But is this one real?
What is that?
This one looks
stock
like
photo.
They altered it.
They altered it. Put like some grass in there.
See, look at that angle. Yeah. The shadow of it. Definitely makes it look, yeah, Eagle Rock. It's a whole city, but it's based, the name comes from this rock here. And I think in Georgia, there's an Eagle Rock or some kind of Eagle Rock formation thing, too. And there's like a connection with the birds and indigenous people.
What do we think pyramids are? You think they're just buildings from their old structures? Even though a lot of them map out what circuit boards are, a lot of them are mapped out to where big, huge stars are in our solar system. And then they don't look like cities built of them. It's a few pyramids here and there in different parts of the world. But for the most part, they look very special and intentional.
Yeah, I think in my opinion, it was a religious, something to do with the religious rite of...
Around the world, though?
Yeah, because they are a simple thing to build. four sides.
But why did we stop building them, and why was the significance of them never taught to us, and we had to only figure it out? Why does every civilization that has lived and not known each other, when there were no phones and no internet, there was no communication between the people in Egypt and the people in Mexico, or the people in Bolivia and the people in Egypt, or the people in where they found pyramids at the top of the world, they found pyramids underwater in different points. It's like, these people were not in constant contact with each other. Why are these structures so important across the board? And then all of a sudden, why did they stop existing as a means that we had to build?
Well, I would say for the South American ones is that the European architecture was already advanced past that once they went to South America or Central America and destroyed them. Because the Central American and, sorry, yeah, the Amazon Central American. So that, no, it's South American, sorry. Those pyramids look different than the Egyptian pyramids. The Egyptian pyramids on their heyday was covered with lime. The Egyptian pyramids look tight.
So really, there's, I see what CP's saying, because there's really no explanation for how they were created. And then it's like, what the pyramids in Egypt, they are supposedly aligned under specific stars. And I believe that even the ones that were done like in Aztec and all those kind of things, and even what the Babylonian times, I believe they had pyramids too. I think, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have any way to explain why those things were built that way or whatever. Well, and then all of a sudden it's a change or whatever.
Well, you got to think about like how we are able, the technology of how we're able to actually support weights was developed in Europe. Now, yeah, the Egyptian ones were different, but I don't want to say that the Egyptians weren't advanced enough to build this pyramid, because that's like, people aren't saying it, but it's like low-key racist to imply that just because this is an ancient African civilization, they wouldn't have had the tech to...
It's not racist but where is the tech at, though? Like, that's the whole point, like... We're still right now developing different cranes and different stuff that we use for construction.
It's not even just that it's a pyramid coming out. It's that it's a pyramid going down as well. That's the part that they don't understand. And it's like, how
what
did
do
they?
You mean?
The shape of the pyramid, it goes down as well.
Like this?
Yeah.
Well, this.
So it's like a
shape.
Diamond. Like it's
this
like this.
This is the shape of. Are you talking about South American, or are you talking about Egyptian? Because that's
the
what
Egyptian ones. They go down. The shape is like it builds down as well.
Well, this is
at least
what,
that's what I heard.
This is what it is on the inside. So it wouldn't be all the way down like this, but there is a tomb under here. Now I've heard that there is something to do with like sound or whatever, but I honestly I don't know this for a fact. My mom actually studied this, and it's unfortunate that she's not around anymore. But like, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about the passages of the Egyptian pyramids. And that used to be covered in like lime, and that used to be white with a gold on top. So
yeah, show me what they used to look like.
Yeah, they took the gold out though, of course.
Who took the gold out? The Europeans?
Yeah, I think they took the gold away. And they knocked, just like how they knocked the nose.
Limestone. Okay, so here we go. This is what it was meant to have looked like.
How big is that?
I mean, these are still massive.
Yeah, those are huge.
And Egypt was a great civilization.
Really?
Egypt lasted a long, long time. This was a...
And they were in the desert.
Were they like the Americans of that time?
Yeah. So what are we talking about? 2600 BC to about 1000 BC. They were the great civilization of that time. So they predated Rome. But they still had, you know, what they had. And they also had problems that their climate was literally changing on them. They had to adapt their technology to deal with it. Yeah, because they had a dark age.
Yeah.
The Egyptians had a dark age where the Nile stopped producing so much water. And so they started starving, and you can see like etchings on some of their depictions of people starving. Egyptian dark age. see if I can get a good.
Man, this is deep. Because this is proof of them just robbing us of everything.
So let's see if I get a better. They actually, it was so bad they etched people in with their ribs showing. I'm not sure if this is the one I'm actually thinking about.
You could kind of see it though. Just a little bit.
Is this the wall? The Middle Kingdom? Every once in a while I'll go down an ancient Egypt hole.
Don't we all?
Let me see if I can. But we're basically looking at pictures, and they still weren't as advanced as us, as far as we know. But for their time, they were the absolute
best. So then, why are they doing stuff that we don't know how to do?
That's what's always. We could build a pyramid.
We could. I mean,
yeah, but it's more so thinking. I think the problem is that we don't understand how they did it like that back then. Mm-hmm. Like we could obviously build a pyramid today with what we have now and what we know and with all, you know, resources or whatever. But
right. But like without then, that, right.
Yeah. Like that is still like crazy to think. And then that the fact that all these different civilizations had that as well, they had maps, they had understandings of, you know, how their civilizations worked.
Yeah, I mean, Egyptians had, yeah, they had an understanding of how their stuff worked. I think we sometimes are just like, oh, these guys are ancient. They didn't know, they don't know everything, but you got to think that a lot of their stuff was lost. Library of Alexandria, when that burned down, a lot of their knowledge was lost. This is what I was talking about. This, you can't really see it. And
you can see it a little bit. I can kind of see that.
Like
etching.
That slice through there?
The star, yeah. So this is on the walls of them starving. And this is when the Nile stopped producing so much. They had to change their tech. What is this? I don't know what that is. They had to change their tech as far as irrigation to be able to adjust to the changing climate. Mm. And this was their Dark Ages. And it's fascinating, fascinating what they had to do. They were almost taken over by an outside force. And then they were, the Upper Kingdom and the Lower Kingdom were divided and they had to reconquer. So it wasn't a continuous civilization.
Damn.
But yeah, I think the Egyptians were a much more, I don't want to say sophisticated. I don't want to say anything like that. They were different than like the Mayans. They were different than Central and South Americans.
Yeah, I think they were all different. Mm-hmm. But I think that Egyptians, they've studied them a little bit more as well, which could make it seem like, you know, it could be more nuanced. They could be, you know, they could have been, you know, supposedly more sophisticated, but I think they have given Egypt a lot more attention than the stuff that's already, you know, that had already taken place over
here.
But
I think
as well.
That it's because I think that they tapped into some kind of time travel or something. I think that they tapped into something that we don't really understand why they tapped into it, because you see a lot of airplanes, you see light bulbs, you see certain stuff that they just should not know about. If those things were developed and, you know what I'm saying, from Alexander Graham Bell or whoever the fuck else, you know, whoever, you know, Thomas Jefferson or whatever, why are these things in ancient Egypt? They had light bulbs, they had airplanes on the hieroglyphics, they had, they showed circuit boards and wiring and things like that. And it's like, really, but how? Unless we're being lied to about when these things that are quote unquote being developed are actually being developed.
Someone said, what if that info was available before the library fire? Yeah, because...
What library fire?
The Library of Alexandria burned down. So there used to be a massive library that had all of the ancient records and all the science. And then that got burned down.
Oh, that burned on purpose.
The Romans burned it, and then people came in and burned it. Yeah, so that was destroyed.
Fucking Romans, man. They wanted to start their own history, and they did it.
Is this what you're talking about? Because Egyptians also had writing, so
yeah, that big ass light bulb. They had this huge light bulb. Yep.
Oh, is that could that be a snake though?
No.
Because they did worship snake.
Right, but why would they be in tubes like that? Like, no, these are light bulbs that are like have like a cord. Look at to the left, one and then down. Left, mm-hmm. Left and then down.
Oh, this.
Over one. To the left, yeah, that right there. That looks like a light bulb.
So you're saying it looks like a light bulb. I'm saying that could be a few things, because they were pretty advanced spiritually as well. So they could draw things that weren't there. You know what I mean? Which would be like abstract or fantasy or whatever.
But this seems okay. Now go to that light bulb from ancient Egypt, then right there.
This one?
Yeah.
Just a like a rendering of it.
I don't know if I trust this site, but Book Facts, light bulbs of ancient Egypt. Okay. I mean, it's a possibility. They did discover that ancient Greek computer, the astrology computer. I'll pull that up.
And it said that they ran these light bulbs with orange juice.
With orange juice?
Mm-hmm.
You just made that up.
No. Okay, no. We have to find a safe word for it. I'm not kidding. I promise you. There was something to do with citrus and orange juice that was making the lights go. If people can Google it. Here, I'll try to Google it myself.
Wait, I'll look it up. Okay. So
ancient Greek computer is crazy.
Light bulbs powered by orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
How to make I'm seeing how to make electricity using an orange. Because of the acid.
I've done that with a lemon and a Canadian penny as a science experiment before.
That's interesting.
Egypt pyramid shock. Ancient Egypt used electricity to build iconic structures. There's some shit, man. But they talk about using citrus.
Oh, I see. Express. You're on the Express.
On a what?
You're at
I was on Express right there. But I'm trying to find it. Basically, like, these are like some of the first lithium ion batteries, kind of, essentially.
According to Wild Claims, the pyramid were built as a giant power plant. You know what?
And remember,
I'll look at it.
Remember I told you the circuit board of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I mean, why would they put their dead bodies inside of the electric power plant?
They say, in this article from Express UK, there seems to be numerous pieces of evidence which suggest it is very possible. Electricity was widely utilized in the plains of the pharaohs, with the Baghdad battery being one of the most discussed examples of such advanced technology.
What is a Baghdad battery, I wonder?
Let me look that up right now. Okay, Baghdad battery. Three artifacts which were found together, a ceramic pot, a tube of copper, and a rod of iron. It was discovered in present-day Kajut Rabu, Iraq, close to the metropolis of Ciesfon? Ciesphon. Ciesphon? Okay. Capital of the Parthian and Sasanian empires, and is believed to date from either of these periods. So this is when Rome was at war with the Parthians, around then.
Numerous acids would have been made available at that time, including citrus juice and vinegar.
They had vinegar. They had urine as well. An alternative explanation is that it functioned as a storage vessel for ancient scrolls.
But then also remember that we ourselves as humans are electric beings.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so we're talking about something like this where they can create chemical electricity. But let's not forget that frictional electricity has always and will always be. Right?
I wonder if they had the glass, though. For the light bulbs, that the technology for the glass, that would be Vinegar is fermented grapes. I believe that is correct. So I feel I should have researched this before. I didn't know we were going to be talking about this, or else I would have had it. I would have had this prepared.
So look, though, just to be clear, you were correct when you said that. What if those are snakes inside of those light bulb things? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
They do look like snakes.
Well, it says they have eyes, mouth, and scales.
Mm-hmm.
Now, snakes are electric, similar to humans, similar to, you know what I'm saying? What if they lit them bitches up somehow with some juice or something? And had, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, half a volt.
Is half a volt enough to power a light bulb?
So they says
depends on the size.
0.5 volts moving at several milliamps is several hundred times too weak to power a light bulb. There are other claims that of ancient electrical technology, most of which are the product of people who have the deadly combination of too much time on their hands and too much access to the internet. All right, I hate when they do this. It's like, okay. Debunk everything if you want to.
What does say here? I'm reading the history of glassmaking in Wikipedia, that in the 15th century BCE, there was glassmaking in ancient Egypt. And that it was lost for a while, that the technology was lost for a while. A lot of the stuff from the ancients is going to be lost.
And we just automatically pick it up again thinking that we've invented something because somebody wanted to go heat up some sand. Like, oh, look what I can do. Look what I can make this into be. But because doesn't glass come from sand for the most part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melted sand. Yeah. So the first glass.
So if you set a beach on fire, it'd be glass?
What is it? What's sea? What is a sea glass?
They have sea glass?
Yeah. But is that just glass that falls into the sea?
I would imagine. Or is that
for fires on the sea? What is sea glass made from? Oh, naturally weathered pieces of glass.
Naturally what?
This is the first thing that comes to mind. I would have really researched this extensively, that if someone drops glass and then it gets weathered, then you get the sea glass. But I imagine if you just set a beach on fire, you might get it.
It says sea glass is a commodity. It has real value with some individual pieces going up for upwards of $1,000. So is this weathered glass? Is glass that's been dropped around the beach over years and years and years?
And then the sand hits it and it makes it nice.
Oh, right. The sand kind of like rounds off the sides of it. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool as fuck. All right. What's the next topic, man? Because this shit is giving me a headache. Because these pyramids, nobody want to tell us what they are. Nobody want to tell us why we stopped building these bitches. Nobody want to tell us what they found. It's just we got to just have these questions and look like fucking idiots all the time because they want to worry about, you know, 2-ply toilet paper. Meanwhile, we don't even know what the fuck we're supposed to be doing. I'm sorry. It's just whatever. What's next? What is next?
Well, this is from the Weird Files. And by weird, I mean white, educated, industrial, rich, democratic. That's what we call Western people. Weird. It's an old story, but it's been brought up a lot. This is the NASA-funded project that led to this woman jerking off a dolphin. Margaret Lovett was part of a NASA-funded project to communicate with the dolphins. Soon, she was living with Peter 24 hours a day in a converted house. Christopher Riley reports on an experiment that went tragically wrong. We can see here the woman in question, Margaret Lovett, with a dolphin. I'm going to assume it's Peter.
Here's the thing. What do you mean by a converted house? So she had a house where it had like a swim up inside of it where it could probably swim up from the ocean, just come in and go. You know, she got a real relationship. Dog could come in and say, where the fuck were you at last night?
What they did was, so they were supposed to be studying dolphin language, and the guy that actually ran this...
Supposed to be doing what with dolphin language?
Studying the dolphin language.
Oh. So why would they do that?
To learn their language, because they speak a language.
Why? But do you understand? They probably speak one of the oldest languages in the world, along with whales.
Yeah.
Why is NASA trying to speak dolphin? You know why? Because the movies, we've heard the clicks. That shit is dolphin speech. The dolphins are, quote unquote, super smart. There's some shit going on that we don't know about. They're scared to tell the people the truth about what it is. What if it's a planet that has a bunch of dolphins?
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
A water planet.
A water planet with dolphins that have just grown and grown and grown and matured and evolved. Wow.
Well, the first thing is they were supposed to be studying dolphin language, but that kind of dried up. And so then they started giving the dolphins this LSD, and they got funding to give the dolphins all this LSD. But dolphins don't really react to LSD. So.
Why?
I don't know. They dosed these dolphins, and the dolphins never reacted.
Because their brains are probably already operating at a high enough rate that this probably didn't do nothing but calm them down.
I don't know. This was in the 60s, and people were going crazy. The CIA, they were going crazy. They were doing everything with LSD. That's when the government was making the LSD and giving it to people.
Right. That's, I mean, you talk about where Stranger Things is based on. Mm. Have you heard about that? You heard about the show Stranger Things?
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen, yeah, I'm caught up.
You know that it's based on a true story.
Which story is that?
Starts with an M, the Mald something story.
Not MK.
Yeah, MK Ultra was wrapped up in it, but the M in MK Ultra stands for this little part of this town. And they were literally studying MK Ultra on kids. They had the Demogorgon dogs. They were opening up gates. There was all kind of shit going on. This happened right outside of a town in New York. And I guess somebody, you know, it's like some ET type of shit. Let's bring that up, because I think that the problem is that the government knows about shit that we don't know about, that we assume is so benevolent.
I don't know if anyone thinks the CIA is benevolent. The CIA...
No, but I'm talking about they, like, dolphins obviously aren't benevolent. The hamsters and, you know, it's there's all kind of shit that's like, why are we wasting time studying this? What are we doing? Because this... What I'm talking about with Stranger Things and the story behind it, it picks up after the MK Ultra project had been defunded and decommissioned, which is why a lot of rogue operations tend to happen, right? So it's like, you know, you have a couple of scientists, they say, you know, kill those monkeys that are supposed to be Planet of the Apes. You don't kill the monkeys, and then now they took over. They specifically said, kill Caesar's ass. Here come the white dude, I'm taking home. And put some deodorant on it. Nah, look what the fuck that, you know, this is what it'd be like.
Okay, let's see. I'm on the Express UK. Let's pull this up.
Can we also talk about the fact that they named it Stranger Things? Which, if you finish the fucking, the slogan, Stranger Things have happened. Right? Calling it Stranger Things almost... It insinuates that these things have happened.
This article is talking around everything. Okay, so it gets to MK Ultra here. The Hawkins Laboratory is carrying out MK Ultra experiments on behalf of the American government in order to develop weapons against the USSR as part of the Cold War effort. They're probably doing this. They were doing the men who stares at goats kind of stuff, working with psychic things. I don't know if it was successful, but they tried.
Oh, for sure. We don't hear nothing else about it. You know, Bill Clinton had to do that big apology about what they did to those kids. Bill Clinton.
Experiments giving LSD to make them susceptible to mind manipulation. Okay, Bill Clinton apology. I'll look that up.
Wait, but look up, dig more into this because I feel like it'll come up in this. We just got to look for the actual video of it.
Much of the documents relating to MK Ultra were destroyed, but what people do know offered a chilling insight into the lengths a government would go to for their military and tactical advantage over their opponents. Contravene the Nuremberg Code, a set of ethical research principles relating to human experimentations. And of course, we brought over Nazis to help with Operation Paperclip. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they had gathered a lot of, okay, here it goes, committed by the Nazis during the Second World War. However, participants of MK Ultra often didn't know what they had really signed up to. But they had done a lot of research in the war that we could not do. So we brought them over and looked at their research.
Mm-hmm.
Sensory deprivation. People do that now.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it pretty soon, in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
These float tanks in Venice.
I've heard about those. People say it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Can that bitch have me a dog-ass nap?
Oh, this is what you're talking about. It's based on a place in Montauk, New York.
Montauk,
called Camp Hero.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if they were ever successfully able to do anything like this. They do.
You gotta keep looking because you gotta go to a different article. They show how they show the Demogorgon dogs. Like, they show what they look like.
Okay, let's look at
that. Or maybe scroll down, it might show more. But like, they show, like, I'm gonna look for it too so that we're not dead spacing. But yeah, no, they you know, is Stranger Things.
Montauk Monsters.
Yep, let's the Montauk Monsters. Here.
What's this carcass? Photograph of the creature's carcass appeared in July 2008, quickly circulating through local paper and the internet.
Yeah.
It's an animal carcass that washed ashore near the business district of Montauk, New York in July 2008. The identity of the creature and the veracity of stories surrounding it have been subject to controversy and speculation. The corpse was eventually decided by experts to be that of a water degraded raccoon.
Right.
A raccoon?
Mm-hmm.
That's a raccoon? Right. I mean,
I can't see it. Look at the beak on it.
So for the people who are just listening, this
thing looks like a bird dog or something.
I mean, it looks like a pit bull, got a pit bull body.
Mm-hmm. And like a pincher style mouth, but they show like different
Cabot Haynes says Star Trek 4 where they mentioned training whales to fetch nuclear missiles. That was Star Trek 4. Was it Return Home?
They say that the girl 11 is based on the survivors from the Project MK Ultra experiments with influences from ET and the idea of being an outsider. They also drew inspiration from Akira, it would be a mystery in her past. Make her seem a little scary. Yeah, like
they did a lot of. They used to dose each other in the CIA when they first figured out what LSD was. They used to dose each other. There was this one guy who wouldn't go along with it. I forget what his name was, but they ended up killing him, and his family ended up suing.
Who did?
The CIA killed one of their own because he wasn't going along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was back when they. I mean, this is when they first discovered. They're like, I just looked up people the CIA killed, and the list is so long.
For real?
Of course, the CIA kills a lot of people. Now I just have to figure out which one of their own did they kill. Informants they've killed. This was when they were dosing people. They used to take guys to brothels, dose them there. Just because, who are they going to tell? They just needed to know what the LSD did. They didn't know. That it was a truth serum.
Damn. It's a dirty game they playing, man. This world is wild.
I will say this about this particular dolphin. Or this... So this Margaret Howe Lovett, what she did was she took like a regular house, and she put plastic at the bottom of the second floor and filled it with water so that she could be with Peter all the time. Because she had to study him and had to work with him.
See, here's the problem with that. We don't know these animals outside of what they show us. Like, these animals and their brains and their brain power, he could have hypnotized her. He literally could have taken advantage of her. Like, ain't no woman finna fall in love with no dolphin for real. Like, but there's shit that dolphin could, you know, if you get a dolphin behind closed doors and they looking at you, just don't know.
She said she wasn't in love with it. She said that it just...
Of course she's gonna say that.
She said that Peter had needs and she was tired of taking it from the second story to the first story to meet with the female dolphins. So she's like, yo, rather than take him all the way down, I'll just help him out.
First of all, what? Like, since when do we give a fuck about animals in captivity making sure that they fuck enough? Like, that doesn't make sense. He's here to be studied. You know, about to get no dolphin pussy because you feel you. What? So I'm going to just help him out. Look at her looking like the penguin. Or she like a fucking stepford wife in the nutty behind her. White people be doing shit sometimes. Fucking up the world, getting mad at everybody else. You don't hear about no Africans opening up no Demogorgon gates or fucking with no goddamn kids, giving them LSD.
That's true, because why are they doing this? Why are we doing this? Why would you do this?
Look at her on the phone. Yeah, girl, me over here with Peter. Yeah, girl. Yeah, you know how he is, talking shit. Shut the fuck up, Peter. She thinks she, this is insane. This is insane. I hope he was tearing that ass up, too. I hope he was all over her ass. This is ridiculous.
Well, when the funding got cut off, and he... Okay, so here she
is. Look at her now. Look at her now. I still, to this day, have yet to find a two-foot dick that I really, really enjoy.
I heard somebody, and this is gross, but they had a female cat that went into heat, so they helped the cat out with a Q-tip. This is a white person, yes, but I'm not saying it's because they're a white person they did this.
No. They absolutely did that because they're a white person, but let me get this straight. So they took the Q-tip and they fucked the cat with the Q-tip. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what they had said.
Are cat dicks the size of Q-tips, or...
I don't know.
You got a cat?
I know, I don't see what the thing is.
Oh, man, if you got a dog, you see that dick at least 2-3 times a day. People who are cats, that's y'all problem. Y'all don't respect y'all animals. You respect the dog and his balls and shit. You be, hey, dog, watch out. You don't see no damn cat dicks.
It's barbed.
Oh.
It's got little barbs on it, so it stays in. That's awful.
Probably be scratching the shit out of them. Probably feel good. So they're like, oh.
No, that's why they be... It's actually not enjoyable, I think, because that's why they be screaming when they actually...
Oh, do that. Right.
You hear cats, like, screaming and stuff like that. It's usually because of that, I think.
I'll take this off the thing. I don't want...
Yeah, that goddamn cat dig off the screen. Now, that's how their tongues look, too. Like, a tiger can lick your face off.
Yeah.
A tiger or a big enough cat can lick you and you will start to bleed. Then they keep licking. Next thing you know, your face is coming off because their tongue has fucking fangs in it, damn near. Like, that's how big they... Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, They did eventually lose funding because the LSD wasn't doing anything to the dolphins. And then Peter got separated. She had to leave, go on about her own life.
And let me guess, he killed himself.
He killed himself. Yeah, he drowned himself.
Yeah, yeah. You think a dolphin can give him a hand job? They don't even have hands. He like, man, what the fuck, man? Nah, man, go get married. What do y'all do? All right, I'm going to show y'all. I bet I won't come up from the bottom of this goddamn pool. Jesus Christ. Like, what do you expect? At least do it with, like, a fake synthetic dolphin vagina. Don't give him a goddamn hand. When last time this nigga got his dick squeezed? Think about it. He's a dolphin. Dolphins got these. He like, I need you to just... Can you just wrap it around? Listen to me closely, bitch. You gotta be able to. I'm finna kill myself. This bitch can't do what I need her to do. Man, this is crazy.
Well, yeah. I guess dolphins have to decide when to breathe with every breath, so they can just drown themselves.
End it all.
Yeah, and that's what he did because he didn't.
First of all, why are they going so deep? Then dolphins be deep as hell in the ocean. They gotta swim up real fast to get a breath. Well, I guess we don't know how long they can hold their breath. We thinking like that human. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Ooh, can you imagine putting a scuba suit on top of a dolphin's little blowhole? Like, put it like a scuba suit right there. And then he could breathe out that bitch and be all around the ocean with a big-ass helmet on. Ooh, getting all the information. That's the kind of dolphin I want. A dolphin with a hat on.
This is 8 to 10 minutes. That's how long dolphins can hold their breath.
I guess that's enough time to go carry out a mission. But you don't want to get caught down there like Sonic. Remember Sonic? He couldn't get that glook up. Remember that? Remember that? He get that little bubble glook up.
That music start playing.
Yeah.
You got like 10 seconds.
Oh, shit. Glook up. And then you be straight. If the doctor can get that motherfucking glook up, which I would imagine is probably air pockets underneath the ocean somewhere, different places where they can get a glook up.
Maybe caves. I don't know how deep there would be air there. I mean, most sea creatures live by the land.
So sharks don't need air. They're fish.
They got the gills. Got this stuff.
And whales need air for sure.
So dolphins smart enough, when they attack, they hit you in the gills too. That's how they kill fish.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So they choke them.
Basically. They go like, they'll swim up to them and like, hit them with their nose right into their gills because they know that's how they breathe.
Who taught them that?
They know that.
But how? You hear about this elephant that stumped this lady and then went to her funeral?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, see, who told that elephant what time the funeral was going to be?
I think they had it in the same place where she ended up hitting her from before. But there's supposedly what the thing about elephants is that they have this passed down trauma from seeing their family members be poached. So all this time, they've been watching the elephants get poached and stuff like that. So their interaction with humans in those specific areas is very hostile. So it's like that woman could have did something to her and just she ain't forget. Or it just could have been like she just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But the fact that he came back.
The fact that elephants don't know. Like, what if she just looked like somebody and the elephant, like, my bad, I thought she looked just like this one. Like, no, you don't know.
But the thing is, it wasn't just the elephant that came back. The elephant brought her whole crew back. When she came back and, like, because it was like, killed the lady, but then came back for her funeral with her crew of, and they tore up the village that person was from. Yeah, it wasn't just like one thing. Like, it was just like, oh, witnesses say that they saw it like take the body and like throw it in the air. They trampled it and threw it in the air and everything. And I was like, what? But they're very revengeful kind of animals. They don't forget. And the thing is, they can have like different kind of, you know, cultures, different kind of cliques and stuff, so they can beef or whatever. They were studying them, and they were like, they would play a sound that sounded like an elephant that they were having beef with, and then they would go back to the area like, I thought you was gonna be here because I heard your noise, kind of thing. And I was like, man, it's wild. Elephants and monkeys for sure don't forget. They have a very good memory.
You know, monkeys don't forget. Remember they killed all them dogs in that village. They was like, where the fuck? Yeah, don't even worry about it. Then worry, but what happened? You bullshitting. All right, bet. We can say less. Caesar, don't go out there starting that bullshit. I don't want to hear that bullshit. These niggas is dead. They dead to me. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was making a monkey movie. Go ahead. What were you saying?
It said it smashed up her house in the village and killed her goats.
There's several other houses taking their stuff. They ran away and the herd was charging.
It said trampled her furiously. I want to know what that
is. You ever seen an elephant, like, when it gets scared, like, how they start stomping or whatever? It's bad, man. It's really bad. It's like one of those things, like, they can't stop. They just, it's nonstop, just do, 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 like, just stepping, like, the whole time. It's pretty, pretty rough.
Big steppers. Let me see. Let me see some of them niggas big stepping. Woo, woo, yeah, yeah, back up off me, back up off me. Let me see your footwork. They just going crazy. Footwork. Can I see some elephants trampling, yeah, please?
Let me get to it.
Jitch, 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 jitch. That's what they do.
Let's see, elephant rampaging. Because they do rampage here a lot.
In America?
The circus elephants. That happens every once in a while.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, it was like, yo, what was weird to me was like, how strong is that trunk to throw somebody in the air? But then they were like, you ever seen the circus? They be throwing up. And I was like, an elephant is huge.
Okay, look.
Oh.
Oh, shit. That's a car.
Whole car. Oh, no.
That's a rickshaw. Oh, is that an actual?
Yo, it's stuck to his trunk.
That's a pickup truck, a little pickup truck, but
yeah, it's little, but it. You see it's how easy little, it picked
right?
It up,
it's picking up like it ain't nothing. It's nothing.
Oh wow!
27 vehicles. It's just literally just whatever. You can't stop them.
Oh hell no! Nah.
Those poor people on top.
Can
of
you imagine?
Life.
Oh yeah, they are on top of it. That's, I mean, it's fun if you on top, but can you imagine like you get an elephant order wrong? And then you try to fuck around and tell it that what it didn't say. You didn't say you wanted a 10-piece nugget. Bitch, I don't forget a motherfucking thing. and the man said, oh, here she go. No!
And that usually seems to be the case. It usually is the women that are doing this.
Oh, you know it is. That looked like a woman fit right there. Yes, it looked like a woman's fit. Because I feel like a male elephant is going after things and people. Women elephants are like, fuck this car, I'ma slash these tires, I'm scratching this paint, fuck you. Yeah, that is a straight up, I hate to say it, that's a straight up bitch fit right there. And come on now, we know they fuck with this elephant on the wrong day of the month. Do I look like a goddamn fool to you? Get your ass up. No, you with the cane, come here, you with the cane. Get this goddamn car out of my way. Wait, what is this, a Ford?
This is like it's in Europe.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Elephants not playing. Whip somebody again. They could add the circus. They be mean to them animals.
Yeah, I'm never mad.
And then you like, they're like.
Hold on. Oh, shit. Look. I don't like the way they running.
Like we in the streets.
Leave elephants alone.
Hold on. Yeah. What they doing to them?
Are they going to. They're trying to.
Bring them back to their enclosure.
Yeah, they too big, man. They too big. These aren't even the biggest elephants.
They got to leave them alone. Just let them be.
Yeah, let them be, dog.
I feel like elephants really do be chilling. I feel like they
got their strollers.
Babies out of there.
Why are they so close? They want to get close. Like, I don't... you know you could die?
Yeah, three of these could, you know, destroy a whole town.
Look how big they are. Look at what the fuck you looking at?
Oh, you seeing with that what is that, a hook?
Yeah,
you try to
that's
hit
him?
Oh, you're tripping. Hey, look, I know you. I know exactly who you are.
Who hit you, Brad? That's who the fuck hit me. Don't worry about it. I got
like bet. Yeah, turn around and move his car out of the way. Lifted it up in the air like it was nothing.
How much is that?
Is that a half ton car? See, this elephant isn't the biggest one though. They get bigger than this.
Hell yeah, those are like some mediums.
Insurance ain't covering that, my boy.
Asian elephants are 9,000 pounds. African bush elephants, 13,000 pounds. African forest elephants, 6,000 to 13,000 pounds.
What?
Yeah, so that was probably one of the smaller
ones.
8
tons?
8,000 pounds. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
You know what else is big as fuck? Is moose.
Yeah, I don't want to see one of them either.
Like, they're about that tall over a tree. You don't think they are. Moose are fucking huge.
This. I think I can play this because this is Claire de Lune. This is why you should not be mean to elephants. Because look at this elephant. Oh, wait.
I hate this dude.
He listens to the music.
I do actually love music, and I love what it can do in this world. Man.
Yeah, that elephant appreciates music, so that's...
He got a good-ass memory. He should be able to play that song from one time hearing it. I don't want to hear that shit. You ain't smart. Nah, that's crazy, man. Can you show me the biggest elephant? Like, one of the biggest elephants ever caught on video? Because I also want to see a big-ass moose, too. I think people really underestimate how huge these moose are. Meese.
I know, right? That's what I feel like the plural should be for moose.
The plural should be meese. Because, like, goose and geese, moose and meese. But our language is so confusing.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a big ass elephant.
Could you imagine these going over the Alps? Like when Hannibal took them over the Alps?
Yeah. Mm.
So you want to see a picture of big moose?
Yeah, big moves. Damn, look at the tusk on that motherfucker. So they're trying to bring back woolly mammoths, too.
I don't know why they want to do that.
Woolly mammoths are bigger than elephants, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Much bigger.
Okay, so this moose.
It's a video of this tall moose. And you know how moose go through those things where, like, the skin that's on those antlers be, like, hanging off. Because they, like, have to, like, rip it. So, like, it's like fuzz and skin. But they got to, like, rip it on, like, trees and stuff to get all that bone exposed. And that's what they want, is just the bone exposed.
It says here that they are 840 to 1,500 pounds for a male. So they're not as big as an elephant.
Dang, oh, yeah, definitely not as big as an elephant at all. They're not touching the side. But I'm talking about, like, look at that.
Tall they are.
It's a video where they were, one of them was so tall over this SUV. It looked crazy.
Is up to 7 feet.
No.
At shoulder. So what is that at the
What's
head?
The shoulder. Yeah.
This right here. This bit right here.
Go look at a video. Like, so scroll up and look at, like, the video. So yeah, like, videos right there. Cause this one famous one.
You're never supposed to interact with the moose.
Hold on, no, this is not it, though. It's what I want you to see is a moose walking on the road. A guy was driving a Jeep. Scroll up. Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, scroll down. I'm sorry.
I see moose on road.
Yeah.
This one?
Yep. Look at this.
In Alaska.
That guy's backing up. Oh, wow.
Right, but look at the SUV and look at the moose. That's an SUV.
So what is that? 6 feet? No, 5.5 feet tall?
Nah, SUV is about maybe 6.5 feet tall. What you think?
Maybe not that one, but he definitely
that's a Ford Escape. Okay, but look, a pickup truck just drove by it too.
Yeah, that's pretty big though. He probably like 8 feet for sure.
That got to be like 11 feet, bro. Look at the size.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something I want to see in real life.
Hell no. Nah. What? Fuck a deer. Give me a deer before you give me a moose. And they look like somebody you know, don't they? Everybody know a moose looking nigga.
Yeah, no, that's...
The antlers will kill you.
They will rip you apart.
Oh, what? They will rip you apart. Yep. And... They're coming out of, like, his skull. Like, that's a part of the skull. Like, that's how strong that shit is. But they do break off.
Yeah. I mean, to see the rams and stuff, they be getting fights, trying to break them joints off.
Yeah, I don't do wildlife like that. There's no reason. There is no reason.
So what's like some of the biggest animals, though? Like, what's the biggest bear? The grizzly?
I think it's the grizzly.
Is it not the polar bear?
I was going to ask you, was it the polar bear?
I think it's the polar bear. But polar bear might be the most vicious. Like,
polar bear, you're right. 2,200. Yeah.
Polar bear's the biggest?
They big as hell. They not like, grizzlies, I feel like, got more weight look
on
them.
Yeah, polar bears are tall.
Yeah, polar bear. Yeah, polar bears
they're
are
like
really
long,
tall.
So
yeah,
they can stand up.
And they actually, people think like, oh, polar bears are so cute. Hey, they
polar
are
polar bears
some
are
killer.
Crazy.
No,
they
not.
Are some killer. Man, Coca-Cola, they made them look all nice.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
So the biggest is the polar bear, followed by the Kodiak bear and the Kamchatka brown bear. Grizzly bear is number 5.
I saw a polar bear at the zoo when I was a kid. And my brain wouldn't let me quantify how big it was. I was like, what the fuck?
It was
laying down. You had to like look down into the thing. And I was like, yo.
Yeah, I saw a polar bear at the San Diego Zoo, which I felt was strange.
We had a polar bear in our class. Yes. Well, not in our class,
Call
but at Michigan State, they have a stuffed polar bear. I believe it's in a natural sciences building. And they have a polar bear that's been shot 3 times in the chest. You can see, like, the holes. And they taxidermied it, but it's just up like this. I mean, you look at this fucking bear, and you just be like, yo. Yeah, that shit is wild. They shot it 3 times in the chest. They tell a little, it's like a little plaque in front of it. They tell you, you know.
It's the same size as the Kodiak bear. So this is the Kodiak. Oh. Did you ever see Grizzly
Man? I need
man?
Something. I need to see it next to something to understand.
So it's almost 10 feet tall standing up. So like a basketball goal, basically.
Yeah, basketball.
Damn. Let's see. Fat and muscle.
And speed. I just saw a video of a dude on Twitter. He was riding his bike and the bear like popped out on him. And he started pedaling. He only got away because he hid behind a tree. But the crazy part is that it was a branch like right like on his path. He's on a trail, like on a trail or whatever. He's riding his bike and then there was a branch in the middle of the road and he running away from a bear. He had to get off the bike and he just hid behind a tree. And you could see like from his GoPro camera, you could see the bear like, where you go? I was like, nah man, that's some scary shit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. Bears are dogs. You know, there was a bigger thing called a bear dog that existed that made bears. You know, like it's what bears evolved into.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like basically half bear, half dog, and it was bigger than the biggest bears. North American bear dogs.
They come from the same.
Yeah, like family.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. It says it's extinct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. They're extinct now. But their head. Oh, hell no. Not this.
Oh, no. What?
No. Not that. Uh-uh. This was like.
Hyena dog.
Way bigger.
This thing?
Nah. Hold on. Let me see something. Bear dog. Yeah, something more like this.
That's adorable.
Man.
No, but you don't understand how big that is, though. Like, that's bigger. It's bigger than the 10 feet than the bears. Like, this motherfucker, but it had the long tail, but it was a bear. It was a dog. Like, and dogs went their way, and bears went their way. It's related to both.
So 38 million years ago?
I'm glad I wasn't alive back then with all of this.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have made
man.
It, dog.
We were just nothing but snacks.
No, I don't even like living places where there are predators. Like, that's the one thing I like about New England. It's a messed up thing to say, but New England got rid of all its wolves. We only got black bears. Like, we don't have anything that's going to kill you.
The fact that y'all have wolves is crazy.
Right. Which I mean, y'all got rid of shit. Like, y'all killed everything that could hurt people?
They probably put them in captivity.
Yeah, everything got killed off. I'm not saying it's a good thing to say, but I also don't like. I don't want to deal with an alligator or a crocodile. And I don't want to deal with wolves just walking home at night.
But you don't got to deal with them. You just got to learn how to stay away from them, I thought.
They come after you. Yeah. Like, what place? Brazil? They got, like, they have a problem with, like, bobcats. They just be out.
Yes, yeah, so I'm on YouTube. This is a thing called The Forgotten Story of the Bear Dogs. And, man, I went down this wormhole. But, yeah, that's them, though. That's basically them. But huge, though. Like, on some prehistorically big type situation. Like, biting dinosaurs and shit. Like, that's what these things, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so they've been extinct for 2.5 million years, so we probably didn't run into them at all.
But there's so many variations of them, too.
So now these all became, like,
they all pups. Became dogs, hyenas, all kind of stuff like that. But they all stem from these bear dogs. All the bears, most of the bears, they've talked about how bears went to surviving in the snow and adapted. And basically, polar bears are big, they're white something bears.
Kodiak?
Yeah, the Kodiak.
Yeah, they're white Kodiak bears. They're basically the same thing. They're just regionally different. Anyway, guys, yeah, they have more flubber. They have, like, more of that cold stuff. Anyway, guys, the conversation is never over, right? Like, it's just never. Always got to stop it because, you know, the weed's wearing off or something like that. But really, you know, it's never over. It's just, these are just ongoing questions. We never get the answers. We always get the questions. And that's the fun part about this podcast, man. So until next time, guys, I'm CP. That's Maya. That's Amir. We're going to talk about some more shit once again. It's never going to stop. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.